In the early hours of Thursday, around 1 a.m., two groups of hooded armed people staged simultaneous raids on the editorial offices of KTN Television and the group's printing press on Likoni Road in the industrial area of Nairobi. At both premises, they roughed up security officers on duty and managed to get access into the buildings. In the IM building, which is where we are now, on Kenyatta Avenue, one of the men in the group identified themselves as police officers and demanded access, which was granted. The team herded our security men into a corner and demanded access into the editorial floors and the transmission room of the television station. In the transmission room, they took away a computer, some power units, and affected the cables. That action effectively disabled our transmission, and we have been off air since that time. They also went into the KTN floor, that is the editorial floor, where they took away several central processing units for the computers used by the station's journalists. They also took away CPUs from the commercial floors and did extensive damage to the surveillance camera units that are stationed on several floors in this building. In the printing press plant, they vandalized the press, broke glasses, and disabled the unit that at that point was printing today's edition of the Standard. They took away computers from the circulation offices and burnt tens of thousands of copies of the newspapers that were ready for dispatch to the various markets. We are therefore unable to serve some of these markets this morning because the newspapers were actually burnt. We take a very dim view of these raids, which on the basis of existing information were carried out by police or agents of the state. We believe that this is a direct and blatant attempt to undermine the freedom of the press in this country as guaranteed by the Constitution. It is also an action intended to paralyze our business